Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for another rousing round of news or nope. Yesterday, at this time,
it was a beautiful day.
I asked you to get your phones out.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And record you singing along with the theme as we're about to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So far, no one had ever sent us. People texted in saying, yeah, I totally sing along to the News or Nope theme.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
our kids do too.
Yeah.
We got lots of texts.
But no proof.
Mm-hmm.
Our text line is 303-222-5423. So you could not send us the video there. But I mean, I guess you could send a link to your social or whatever, or you can just DM it to us. Yesterday, it happened.
Yep,
somebody sent us a video of them singing along.
Yep. Molly, thank you so much. That made our day. Yeah,
she crushed it.
She did.
We were dying. It was so
awesome. It was
awesome.
So good.
She was, you know, off key in most of it, as we all are.
Yeah.
But on the final one.
Oh, she, the high.
The high one?
Oh, man. It was so good.
Like Pavarotti took her body over and she was like, no. Oh my God. So
Molly, that was great. Thank
this
you.
Is your opportunity.
She emailed it to us
at
the Slacker Show at alice159.com.
Oh, okay. This is your opportunity. Film yourself singing along.
News. News. No. No. News. News. No.
Our only real hope to decide this is news or nope.
I know we got to start with the news thing, but I'd never noticed it before today.
What?
Do you really put your hand to your ear like you're in a recording studio, TX?
Yeah.
He's literally
like,
got like the, he's in the like We Are the World video. He's like,
no,
Huey Lewis going,
newscaster.
Just believe there's no way we can fall. Like you've got the one hand. Like
yeah, as I'm getting news in my earpiece is what's going on.
Duh.
I pay a guy to... Good evening. I just lost my story.
This is the first time that's happened, though.
Good evening. We're back. Miller Lite. Miller High Life is...
Can I just say one other thing?
We're
real quick. Can I just say one other thing?
Where's a guy in my ear?
Can I just say one more thing?
Come in.
Can I just say one more thing? Can I just say one more thing? And it's too late. But we're now 2 days in a row where both of you forgot to say the P word. And you can't say it now. You had your opportunity.
It's not that I forgot to. It's that I didn't want to.
Oh, you've chosen to abstain from it?
We don't need it every single time.
Do we need good evening every single time?
Someone texted saying that it was a Debbie Downer.
I know they didn't
Downer.
Like it.
Was it you?
No. They said what?
That it was like a Debbie Downer kind of vibe.
Yeah, no, we talked about that yesterday too, didn't we? It was like, it's like, there's nothing wrong with being professional newscaster.
Okay. My earpiece is back. Good evening. Miller High Life is launching a new cologne That will smell like a dive bar, which I say, do you need cologne for that? Can't you just go to a dive bar?
What does a dive bar smell like? It kind of smells like beer. No.
Beer and regret. I love it. I might want that cologne.
Can I get people to text in that? Because I've been really wanting to go on a dive bar tour.
So I went to, Hughes? No. It's, I don't remember.
Where is it? Because I think
downtown, maybe off of like Larimer.
I feel like the best dive bars in Denver are on Broadway.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
There's just some thrashy.
Yeah. Like, oh, it's beautiful.
I mean, I walked into a bar and it was like, I went up to look at the beers and I was like, what do you have? And he's like, PBR? And I was like,
Sign me up.
It was like PBR in a giant can. I was like, where am I?
I need to remember the name of it.
I think there's a bar actually called like the Dive In.
Yeah.
Which people say is a total dump, but like awesome. Like, I'm dead serious. I will go on a dive bar tour. Like next week.
This fragrance combines cedarwood, patchouli, tobacco, and leather
to recreate
the smells of the bar top, the bar stool, and classic bar snacks. So, or just go to a bar
and roll around on the mat.
We should do a dive bar tour, though. I'm so down.
I'm 100%
in. I love a dive bar.
Text the best dive bars to 303-222-5423.
Good evening. Speaking of texting, it turns out that this texting habit means you have higher emotional intelligence.
Ooh, hold on. Is it what I do? No punctuation?
It is not that.
Is it lots of ellipses? Dot, dot, dot.
No.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it
lots of messages back to back? To
oh, that's no. All these are me. All these are me. I do all these things.
The one thing that you don't use.
Don't say
emojis.
I use emojis.
Do you?
You do?
Yes.
Yeah.
You do. When I'm not texting you guys, I'd use a lot of emojis. And then I started to notice, I feel like I started to put an emoji at the end of every text and I'm like, it's too predictable.
But I've gotten very into stickers recently.
I know you stuck me about 100 times the other day and it was driving me nuts.
I think it's hilarious. Because
most of the stickers you use are me.
Yeah.
Like you use me against
me. Yeah. I've got our buddy Chad.
Something terrible to a cake.
Okay.
I need to get one of T-Hack.
I have Moxie that I use as an explosion. That's one of my favorite ones where you do the explode all over the screen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's one of my favorite ones.
You use the like nervous face emoji a lot.
I usually with you guys, it's like, hey, so I have some news. And then Aaron's like, stop.
I'm nervous.
You're so anxious every time I text.
Because you do text in like multiple things. So you're like, I have a question. We need to chat. Like, meet at noon. And it's just like, thanks a lot. I'm nervous.
I use that one and I use Melty.
Oh, Melty's good. Melty. Yeah. I love the salute one. That's my favorite.
The half face.
Yeah.
I don't like that one. Is that insulting?
No.
Because you do it to me a lot.
So you got it, insulting. Boss.
Yeah, that's what it is, right? It's like it's like sarcasm, like, yes, I'll do it, but like, I don't like it.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Okay, is that what it is? Okay, great. Fantastic. So if you use emojis, you're highly intelligent.
Yes.
Good evening. Good evening. This just in, your coworkers are even weirder than you thought. 3 out of 10 coworkers admit they've checked the waste baskets of their coworkers just to see what are they throwing away over there?
Really?
What are they doing over there?
Has anyone in this room ever done that?
No.
I've never purposefully looked, but when I go to throw something away and I like look at the trash, I'll see that there's an energy drink from the morning show and I wonder what flavor it was.
Or do you wonder which one of them needed it?
No, I know which one. Because it's every day.
It is?
Yeah.
It's Carson.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then he also goes to the gym and like, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So
but I'm just like, what's the flavor of today?
No, I would never go through. I don't even look.
You have to look.
No, I
to
don't.
Make
I just,
trash
when
can.
I walk up to trash, I'm like, whoa.
And how many times do you miss?
Well, okay. That's, exactly. That's different.
Maybe it'd be different in more of like an office setting. Cause here we move around so much. I'll throw stuff away in the studio, in there, in Aaron's office. Yeah. Like I'll throw stuff away. So nothing's really tied. But if I just had a dedicated desk, maybe I'd check out. Mm. You know?
I'm going to go. Yeah. So what are they looking for?
Do we go into our boss's office?
Ugh, his is just liquor bottles. He's having a rough week. Sorry, Micah. All right. What do you got?
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is perfect for Slacker and I. It turns out that nanoships are replacing situationships. So
what is a nanoship?
To be honest,
it's
really
not perfect for us. I don't have any ships.
Well, okay. Let me get to it. Nanoships involve finding meaning in even the tiniest interactions, whether it's something serious or just for fun. Another biggie, loud looking. People, basically, this past year was the year of situationships. Everyone got a divorce like 2 years ago. And so this,
amen.
I'm not even talking about you. Like this new friend group, I'm realizing half of them have already been married.
Because
like,
we were in COVID and we're locked down. It's just like, oh, now that I get to see it 24/7.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I see what you've been throwing away too. You weirdo.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.